SBC Summit Americas builds dedicated stage for prediction markets debate. SBC Summit Americas will add a dedicated prediction markets forum to its June program as event contracts draw heavier attention from sportsbooks, regulators, and investors in the U.S. The move gives the sector a formal stage to examine one of the market's most unsettled questions: how prediction markets fit alongside traditional sports betting and who gets to regulate them. The forum is scheduled for Thursday, June 11th, on the breakout stage and will feature four sessions chaired by Fox Sports contributor and sports betting analyst Patrick Everson. According to SBC, the program will bring together operators, legal specialists, and analysts to assess the rapid growth of prediction markets, the strategies sportsbooks are using to enter the segment, and the compliance and integrity issues that continue to cloud its future, alongside other conference tracks such as the Latin America Sports Betting and Casino Program. That focus reflects how quickly the subject has moved from fringe discussion to mainstream industry concern. Interest in event contracts accelerated during the 2024 U.S. presidential election cycle, when prediction markets broke into wider public view. Since then, major names including DraftKings, FanDuel, and Fanatics have all made moves around the space, while platforms such as Kalshi and Polymarket have gained broader visibility through sponsorships and league partnerships. Forum will focus on growth, compliance, and market structure. SBC said the opening session, Prediction Markets 101, will trace how event contracts developed and why they are now being discussed as a possible billion-dollar vertical. Later sessions will examine how sportsbooks are entering the market, whether partnerships at the state level could shape expansion, and how legal conflict is already affecting strategy. One of the sharper areas of focus will be compliance. SBC's program includes a session dedicated to the regulatory framework around event contracts, with attention on lawsuits from states and land-based gaming interests, as well as the difficulty operators face when federal and state views do not fully align. That matters because prediction markets are no longer being discussed as a side product. They are increasingly being treated as a competitive issue for sportsbooks, exchanges, and casino groups trying to protect their place in the U.S. wagering system. SBC founder and chief executive Rasmus Sojmark said prediction markets could define the American market in 2026, while noting that the line between financial trading and betting remains uncertain. In practical terms, that uncertainty has become the commercial story. Operators want exposure to a fast-growing segment, but they are doing so while the legal perimeter remains unstable. Why the industry is paying closer attention? The forum also shows that prediction markets are now being treated as a board-level issue rather than just a legal curiosity. If the category expands, it could alter how sportsbooks approach product development, risk management, licensing, and partnerships. It could also deepen tension between federally overseen event contracts and state-regulated betting models that have defined the post-PASPA market. A second panel on the leaders' stage will widen that discussion further, with speakers set to address how operators, regulators, and investors are reacting to the current state of prediction markets across North America. That gives the subject visibility beyond a niche breakout track and suggests SBC sees it as one of the defining debates of the conference. What happens next is straightforward. The forum will test whether the industry is moving toward coexistence, conflict, or convergence between prediction markets and sportsbooks. For operators attending in June, the practical questions will be less about hype and more about legal exposure, strategic timing, and whether this emerging vertical becomes a genuine part of the U.S. betting model.